Opponents of abortion have been trying hard to get the Ohio Senate to vote for the heartbeat bill, legislation that would outlaw abortion at the point a fetal heartbeat can be detected. There was hope that the Senate would pass it in the remaining weeks of the General Assembly during the lame duck session. But Senate President Tom Niehaus says he's not going to allow that bill to come up for a vote now.
Well, there were a lot of factors, but I personally still have some of the same constitutional concerns that I had a year and a half ago. And that's as far as I'd like to go right now.
Niehaus says the legislation could be brought up by the next General Assembly. And that's what concerns Kelly Copeland of Narol, Ohio.
The Senate president has pledged that something won't happen in the next couple weeks. That doesn't mean that they won't be back with these same attacks in January. And that's why Governor Kasich has to make a pledge to the women of Ohio that he will not stand for this, that he will block any efforts to restrict access to women's reproductive health care.
But Janet Fuld, reporter, one of the key supporters of the heartbeat bill, isn't ready to give up on it yet.
What the outgoing Senate president has to say isn't nearly as significant as what the incoming Senate president and the other 21 Republican senators, all of whom who ran on a pro-life platform, by the way, it's what they can do about it. That's what matters.
Fuld, reporter, wants 17 Republican state senators to sign what's known as a discharge petition that would force the president of the Senate to put the issue up for a floor vote. She says that tactic has been used successfully in the 1990s.
In fact, we faced the same kinds of objections back then. They said, oh, get it next year. It's impossible. Not going to happen. Too extreme. Well, we saw it happen, and I know we can see it happen again.
Fuld's reporter says she's not at liberty to talk about senators who might be willing to sign the discharge petition. But the incoming Senate president, Keith Faber, a conservative Republican, isn't going to sign it.
I would not. I think discharge petitions are both bad form and something that have consequences above and beyond that concept. I think that there was a discussion had. And considerations made. And from that perspective, I think the caucus will support the president.
But Fuld's reporter is working to make sure the caucus doesn't support President Niehaus's decision. She wants the heartbeat bill supporters to barrage senators with phone calls asking them to sign the discharge petition. And Fuld's reporter has a stern warning for Republican senators who don't sign it.
Because if they don't care enough to sign that discharge petition, then I don't care enough to ever help them again.
Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.